Let's begin with Debussy, La Cathédrale Engloutie.
Thank you. music of Claude Debussy, La Cathédrale Engloutie, performed live in our WRTI performance studio by astral artist Victor Valkoff. Now, we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about chess. We're going to talk about Bulgaria.
Yes.
But you just returned from a concert in London, and you have one coming up this Sunday. Can you tell us about that?
On Sunday, this is my debut recital in Philadelphia. It's going to take place at the American Philosophical Society at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And this is basically a preview of that program that we're hearing today.
Yeah, in fact, this is the very first piece I'm going to start the recital with. Yeah.
Now, we're going to hear two pieces now, one by Bartók, but one by the contemporary composer Luc Donne. And there's an interesting story that you told me before about you and Luke.
There is, yeah. 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 Luke is a very close friend of mine. He also teaches at the University of Utah, where I teach as well. And I discovered that he also plays chess. We didn't know each other before I made this discovery. And we started playing chess together. And one day, while we're playing our game, he asked me, if I write something for you, would you play it? And I said, of course. Now, I had no idea how he writes, and he had no idea how I play. But for some reason, he felt compelled to ask me. And then I looked him up online, and I realized that he's a great composer. So I was very happy that I answered in the positive. And because we were playing chess together, he decided to base his piece on famous chess games from the past. So the piece is called Gioco Piano, which is a little bit of a pun because also it's written for piano. But Gioco Piano is a famous chess opening. It means the quiet game in Italian. And I'm going to play the second movement today, which is the Anand Topalov game from 2003 in Sofia. So the whole piece is, all five pieces are based on famous chess games, and there is one in particular that is the oldest recorded chess game from, I think, 1425. And he said that in the style of a saraband. And the main material is introduced in two phrases in the beginning. And in the first phrase, the right hand has the melody and plays all the white moves. And in the second phrase, the left hand has the melody and plays all the black moves. And it's really fascinating.
Well, there's the keyboard right there is the chessboard, the black and
white
pieces.
That's true, too, yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to hear Bartók first, is
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah.
And you're going to play right through.
I'll play right through, and then I'll go into Luc Donne's piece.
All right. Yeah. Here's Victor Valkoff. Thank you. It's a joke in more ways than one, because that's not piano.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Victor Valkov, astral artist here on WRTI 90.1 and WRTI.org, where you could watch this streaming and, of course, later on Facebook. But right now, we are live on the air. Astral, of course, is a mentoring program that helps young musicians become all they can be. And that's something that you took advantage of for...
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They have a mission which for us young musicians, I mean, I might not be young anymore, or not as young.
You're younger than I am.
Yeah. But it's a very, very important mission, and it's just a fantastic opportunity for everyone that wants to live a life in the field of classical music to audition for Astro and to take advantage of everything that they have to offer.
We spoke earlier about Bulgarian music and why we don't hear it much here.
Yeah.
Can you explain what you told me before? There are a lot of factors involved.
Yes, the reasons why we can't hear much Bulgarian music, classical music, are complex. There's definitely more than one reason. On the one hand, we don't have much recordings. Yeah, so even if somebody's interested in the repertoire, it's very difficult to find it and listen to it. The other reason, which I think it's even more important actually, is it's difficult to find the scores. And I recorded the entire output of Dimitar Nenov for the piano 3 or 4 years ago for Naxos. And I realized that if I weren't a Bulgarian and didn't have the connections there, some of these scores would be very difficult to find, if not impossible. So for me, that's a very, very important reason, very detrimental to the popularization of Bulgarian classical music. And a lot of it, especially in the case of Nenov, but also younger composers, is definitely worth hearing.
And what are you going to play for us today,
Dimitar Nenov? Right now, I will play the second movement from his 5 miniatures for the piano. It's called Song. Mm-hmm.
And then you'll follow with Prokofiev.
Then I'll follow with the second movement of Prokofiev's 8th Sonata.
All right. Yeah. Victor, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you.
the second movement of Prokofiev's Eighth Sonata, and before that, music by the 20th century Bulgarian composer Dimitar Nenov, a piece called Song. You've introduced us to something that many of our listeners have never heard before.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm very glad I had the opportunity.
And this is an appetizer, more or less, for this Sunday's performance.
Right, yes.
What else is on the program for Sunday?
I played three more Debussy preludes. I'll play the entire set of Zenenov pieces, which is five pieces. I'll play the Bartok Out of Doors, of which we heard the first movement today. That's on the first half. And then I'll open the second half with Luc Dan's Gioco Piano. And then we have Prokofiev Eighth Sonata.
Sounds like a great program.
Thank you.
And that is this Sunday at 3 p.m., March 24th, at the American Philosophical Society.
Yes.
Thanks very much, Viktor Valkov, for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.